general sense, school vouchers allow parents to use the per-student government funding typically provided to public schools to instead pay for tuition at a private school of their choosing. On a basic level, opponents say the program hurts public education by shifting significant dollars away from schools that are required to provide education to any student who enrolls. The per-student funding forms the foundation of school budgets that pay for teachers, administrators, materials, and buildings to house them. On the other hand, proponents frequently argue that parents should have the right to determine where their tax dollars for education are spent, including at private schools, if they decide that's the best path for their children to learn and succeed, and especially if the child has struggled in the traditional public school environment. Estimates related to the 2023 voucher proposal, which failed, featured a 3-year phase-in. And the state estimated that about 9,650 students in total would request vouchers and cost about $45.1 million annually after year 3. Vouchers are part of a national education movement known as school choice, in which parents have greater freedom to decide how, where, and what their children are taught. South Dakota is not one of the 16 states that currently have voucher programs that make public funding available to make private school more affordable, including at religious institutions. Observers expect a voucher proposal to arise in the 2024 South Dakota legislative session, though one has not yet been filed. An effort to phase in vouchers failed last year in a House of Representatives committee by an 11-4 margin. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Bart Van Cook.